Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The greatest power in the universe. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. Romans 1:16. A 2,000-year-old letter still sends shockwaves every time it is read. Why? Because it leads the reader to the power of God for salvation. The Apostle Paul had never been to Rome, the most important city of his day, but the message of his letter to the believers living there was crucial. How to find peace with God. H.A. Ironside sets the stage for Paul's letter of life. Walk with H.A. Ironside, a Canadian-born traveling preacher and a prolific commentator in the 1900s. Romans give us the fullest unfolding of the gospel that we have in the Word of God. It answers every objection of the most astute reasoner. It satisfies the needs of every troubled conscience. In it, we see how God can be just, and yet justifying the guilty sinner who comes to him in repentance, admitting his need and trusting his grace. The Greek philosopher Socrates exclaimed, "It may be that the deity can forgive sins, but I don't see how." The Holy Spirit shows here in Romans that God can forgive in righteousness because of the sacrificial work of his Son. This is the message which is revealed on the principle of faith to those who believe, whether Jews or Gentiles by birth, according to the words given to Habakkuk so long ago, "The righteous will live by his faith." Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 17.
The letter to the Romans. Chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his Son, who as to his earthly life was a descendant of David, and who, through the Spirit of holiness, was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, we receive grace and apostleship to call all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith for his name's sake. And you also are among those Gentiles who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be his holy people, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. God, whom I serve in my spirit in preaching the gospel of his Son, is my witness how constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times. And I pray that now, at last, by God's will, the way may be open for me to come to you. I long to see you, so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong, that is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that I planned many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among the other Gentiles. I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I'm so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, "The righteous will live by faith."
Socrates was asking the right question. How can God forgive sins? Paul supplies the right answer. Only through his Son, Jesus Christ. Many have sought elsewhere for forgiveness of sins, purpose for living, and fellowship with God. Romans points the way to the new life Christ has for all who will come. Wouldn't you agree that's good news everyone needs to hear? Then don't be ashamed to proclaim what God was not ashamed to provide.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.